This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The 14-year-old accused of shooting and killing four people at a Georgia high school has his first court appearance today. His father has now also been arrested, accused of allowing his son to possess a weapon. The AP's Ben Thomas.
The father of the Georgia school shooting suspect has been arrested and charged.
With District Attorney Brad Smith, the GBI has arrested Colin Gray, age 54, in connection to the shooting here at Appalachie High School. Colin is Colt Gray's father.
And Colt Gray is the 14-year-old suspect in Wednesday's shooting at Appalachie High School outside Atlanta that killed two students and two teachers and left nine others wounded. Chris Hosey's director of the Georgia Bureau of Investigation.
These charges stem from Mr. Gray knowingly allowing his son, Colt, to possess a weapon.
A sheriff's investigator interviewed the father and son last year about a social media post threatening a school shooting. The teen denied it was his. The father said his son knew the seriousness of weapons, what they can do, and how not to use them. I'm Ben Thomas.
This was a surprise. President Biden's son Hunter pleaded guilty yesterday to federal tax charges. He said he didn't want to subject his family to more pain and invasion of privacy. The AP's Alex Vega on what he was charged with.
Prosecutors accused Hunter Biden of avoiding paying taxes while also spending wildly on luxury hotels, strippers, and exotic cars, and earning millions of dollars from companies overseas.
The Earth has broken a record for the hottest summer. That's just in from the European Climate Service, Copernicus. 62.2 degrees Fahrenheit. A lot of people waiting for the jobs report that comes out this morning. It's expected to affect what the Fed does about interest rates. This is AP News. Now to what China is doing about adoptions.
China is ending its foreign adoption program. Beijing says it will not continue to process adoption cases at any stage. Mao Ning with the Chinese Foreign Ministry says except for the adoption of children and stepchildren from collateral relatives by the blood of the same generation or within three generations by foreigners coming to China, China will not send children abroad for adoption. The State Department is asking for clarification about what this means for American families with pending adoption applications. The only reason given by China is it's in line with the spirit of relevant international conventions. U.S. families have adopted more than 82,000 children from China. The announcement comes as birth rates in China have dropped. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Dow lost 219 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.